Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As BP begins the procedure to plug the Gulf of Mexico oil well, or attempt to at least, there are continued questions about whether shortcuts were taken and warning signs were missed on board the Deepwater Horizon before the rig exploded. Also today, a promise to fix things in the future.
Promising a thorough shakeup of the agency responsible for overseeing offshore drilling. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says that cleanup is already underway.
We have turned the ship, and we have been making progress.
Salazar told the House panel those employees found in a government report to have received drugs and other gifts from the oil industry could face criminal prosecution. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
President Obama is in California, where he said today the country wouldn't rest until the well is plugged. And he added,
the spill in the Gulf, which is just heartbreaking, only underscores the necessity of seeking alternative fuel sources.
After a public outcry from millions of users, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg today announced privacy changes to the social networking site. He says he's sorry people didn't like that so much of their personal information could be shared by others, but says when he started the whole thing, the idea was to stay connected to others.
I just turned 26 a few days ago. As I look back to when I started Facebook, I'm amazed at how it's evolved and how so many of you are using it to stay connected all around the world. We've been through a lot of changes together, and we'll keep learning, and we'll keep working hard to build the best service for you and for the world.
TV pioneer Art Linkletter has died. He said what he did on television during the 50s and 60s wasn't hard. It was really pretty simple.
We made people funny. They weren't necessarily funny. House Party found people to be
funny. Example.
Hey, you're a diplomat, are you?
No, I'm a Catholic Baptist.
Art Linkletter was 97 years old. The Dow is down 56 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
Where'd you get that great Memorial Day spread?
From our other neighbor, Walgreens.
This Memorial Day, you can find big savings at your neighborhood Walgreens. Hurry in for great deals on refreshing Coke, Diet Coke, Dasani water, and vitamin water. Plus, save on barbecue essentials like hot dogs, chips, ice cream, and more. And whatever you do, don't forget the ice.
Ice cold Coke, neighbor?
Thank you, neighbor.
Walgreens. There's a way to bring home summer for less.
Police chiefs from across the country are meeting with Attorney General Eric Holder today about Arizona's new immigration law. Tucson Police Chief Robert Villasenor says immigration should be the focus of the federal government, not individual police departments.
By bringing local law enforcement into the picture, it damages that relationship that we have spent years cultivating to try and get us into a position where we can work well with our community.
Meantime, the Justice Department is nearing its own conclusion about the Arizona law.
As deliberations continue, ABC News has learned that a draft recommendation written by a team of Justice Department attorneys urges the Attorney General to challenge the law. The lawyers say the Arizona measure impinges on federal authority. But others in the department dispute that analysis. And sources tell ABC News the ongoing review may take several more weeks.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. ABC's Alex Stone is in Tucson, where there's talk of bringing federal troops to the border.
The White House says sending troops to the border is about stopping the Mexican drug violence from spilling into the U.S. Arizona's attorney general says good, play hardball with the drug cartels.
Treat them the way they treated the mafia in the 20s, because it's going to take that kind of sophisticated and constant tension to win this battle.
The troops won't have police powers. They won't be able to pursue or arrest drug traffickers or illegal immigrants, but they could be a big deterrent standing armed on the border. Alex Stone, ABC News, Tucson, Arizona.
This is ABC News.
If you're unsure when to lock in your rate on a new CD, check out the 2-year Raise Your Rate CD from Ally Bank. Its interest rate is among the most competitive in the country. And if rates go up anytime during the term of the CD, you have the opportunity of a one-time rate increase. Give us a try and let us show you how banking should be. Call us at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. President Obama has left the Bay Area after visiting a solar panel manufacturing plant in Fremont today. Solyndra benefited from a federal loan in the U.S. Department of Energy. But during today's visit, union workers at the plant were told to stay home. They were not paid for missing today. A standoff in an unincorporated part of Hayward has ended. Officers say a father held his wife and two young children hostage this morning. A SWAT team eventually used a taser before arresting the man. His family is okay. And a Daly City mother who claims the county kept her son's heart after he passed away has lost her legal fight. A state appeals court had dismissed a lawsuit claiming the San Mateo County Coroner's Office kept her son's heart without her consent. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Nick Andrews.
In San Francisco, 80 eastbound after Sterling Street on-ramp, there's an accident involving three vehicles that has the left lane blocked. There may be a coned-off lane for Caltrans work. Now through Memorial Day weekend only, Toyota has just announced 0% financing on 10 of your favorite Toyota models. Buy now and pay no interest on Camry, and for the first time ever, Camry Hybrid, plus eight other Toyota models. Hurry into your Toyota dealer today. Offers available with approved credit, and then ends June 1st. I'm Nick Andrews, KGO Radio News.
Mostly cloudy this afternoon, a possibility of a few light showers. Showers after midnight, numerous showers tomorrow. It'll be dry on Friday and through the weekend. It's 62 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Have they gone too far? This one slipped by me. The fact that it's being covered in a big-time newspaper story here makes me think I did miss something. Gold facials? Gold? Well, listen, they've sold us everything else in the name of beauty, haven't they? And with no regulations and no obligation to present us with objective evidence of a product's success or failure. You know, it's anything goes. Here is a 24-carat gold mask facial, big-time spa, a layer of cotton with gold serum. Now, what in the heck is gold serum? The word serum is no relevance at all. Placed over the face, followed by a mask and gold foil. Of course, the first person they profiled here got a rash. Oh, it's not caused from the gold, says the person who's doing it. Gold's not irritating to the skin at all. Well, I hate to break it to you, but gold can be very irritating because gold can contain nickel and it's the most common cause of a skin allergy. And they get into it. Now, doctors may disagree with her about whether gold can be irritating. It has become the go-to ingredient in skincare products. Friends, save your money. You want to buy gold as it was a hedge against inflation, okay. But it has been flaked, liquefied, otherwise suffused in moisturizers, sunscreens, eye creams, lip balms. Spas advertise 24-karat gold facials. Fancy brands like, the list here, I've never heard of any of them, sell golden wares at high-end stores. When cosmetics executives describe the purported benefits of gold for the skin, they seem to be reading from the same PowerPoint slide. Anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, anti-acne. People who sell creams with visible gold flecks talk about the ability of those flecks to warm the skin and make it conducive to other ingredients. Nonsense. Bull roar. Horse toss. This is crazy. People who sell gold in nanoform. Suspended in liquid, known as a colloid, looked down on this crowd, saying that gold can confer benefits only when broken down small enough to penetrate the skin. You know, truthfully, there is a use in medicine for gold salts. It's used in some arthritis remedies. No, not remedies, it's a pharmaceutical drug. Platinum is used in anti-cancer medicines, and maybe when they get nailed and pushed into a corner, this is what these companies will come up with. So here's a dermatologist, did research into gold face creams, and at best they do nothing, at best. At worst, they can give you irritation of the skin, put your money into gold that you can wear around your neck. Yeah, ladies, hello, get a gold necklace. Set a gold on your face, poof, it's gone, and you still look the same, right? Here's another dermatologist, did extensive medical research on the ingredient. Absolutely no evidence, no scientific study showing gold has any effect in firming revive. I don't have to tell you this, right? Well, sure I do. I can't just, you know, condemn it in a blanket fashion. Here is La Prairie Cellular Radiance Concentrate, $580 an ounce. Wasn't long ago, pure gold would cost you $580 an ounce. They just come out with a line of products that contains colloidal platinum. A cream here, $1,000 an ounce. If you got that much money to spend, and I don't know how you earned that money, you must have been smarter to earn the money than you're demonstrating by spending your money in something like this. But I'll leave it up to you. I'll leave it up to you. More on the Congressional Accountability Office and supplements and foods. This is you want to tick people off in America, you know, the way they have become upset over what's been going on these days. You go after supplements, it's be worse than going after their guns. Really. People will get very, very upset. And yet it's such a reasonable and rational thing to do. Why people want to be duped, I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. Nearly half of all supplements tested in a congressional investigation, half contained lead and other contaminants. And some supplement sellers made illegal claims for their products that they can cure diseases. Oh, no, not that. Where have these people been? The levels of heavy metals, mercury, cadmium, and arsenic, I don't think are dangerous, but it's there and they're not telling you. 16 of 40 supplements tested contain pesticide residues that exceed legal limits. Now, you would scream and holler about pesticides in any product that you bought in a grocery store, but somehow you want to give a pass to these supplement companies. And I'll tell you who's behind the companies, because not a lot of you understand that supplement companies are owned by Big Pharma. All the supplements are made in big barrels in China, and it goes on and on. I shouldn't say all, most of them. Pesticides, 16 out of 40. The government, in some cases, has not even set allowable levels of these pesticides because it's all so new. 9 products making illegal health claims. A product containing ginkgo labeled as a treatment for Alzheimer's. These people, you know, in government, they're walking around with blinders on. 9? At least 9? I could sit here off the top of my head and probably write a list of 100. They also described a salesperson at a health food store who claimed that garlic should be taken instead of blood pressure medication. The report prepared for the Government Accountability Office provided to the New York Times. It'll be coming out today in the Senate. And of course, how tough a bill will be on supplement manufacturers. Been the subject of fierce lobbying, and people familiar with the process on Washington say the bill will unlikely include any provision that will oppose supplement manufacturers because they just spend too much money in congressional campaigns, and Congress people are just, well, kind of not smart enough to figure this out. So nothing to help the consumer. Here, the president of the council, I mean, they have a trade group. I've dealt with these people many, many times. This is a guy who obviously represents the supplement and vitamin industry. He said it was not surprising herbal supplements contain trace amounts of heavy metals, i.e. lead and cadmium, because they are routinely found in soil and plants. Can you imagine if any other consumer product said, you know, it shouldn't be surprising that our product contains lead because these are routinely found in soil and plants. That's the best they can come up with. Here are Congress people weighing in, say, hey, the FDA needs authority and tools to ensure dietary supplements are safe and effective. I mean, I tend to agree with that. Among the witnesses, president of the Consumer Lab, he's written testimony, the most common problems with supplements that lack adequate quantities of the indicated ingredients and those contaminated with heavy metals. There are those, the United States Doping Agency weighs in, supplements that contain steroids not listed on the product's label. People lose their careers from that. We're talking a $25 billion a year industry with no regulations, right? Now, yeah, I know it's important to regulate finances. I know it's important to regulate the oil industry. I know. But why did these people get a pass? Increasing number of imported supplements spike with drugs. In recent years, I'll read it to you from the New York Times. A vast majority of supplement suppliers are overseas, principally China. All of the vitamin C and many other supplements consumed in the United States are made from ingredients made in Chinese plants. These plants are never inspected by the FDA because the agency is not required to do so and has little money to do so and does not view the plants as particularly risky, right? They can't make a toy in China without lead. But somehow supplements are okay. This is a scandal, my friends. The guy is head of the trade organization. He says supplement sellers test ingredients before using them, but he agreed that testing could not ensure quality. No? He called on Congress to give the FDA some money to inspect foreign plants. Well, that's big of him. He said the few companies made illegal health claims for their supplements, but that the industry was trying to police those. Quote, I occasionally see those late-night commercials with health claims that make my blood boil. Occasionally, a few companies make illegal health claims? Okay, I'm taking a deep breath. The FDA has increased enforcement actions against supplements that are spiked with prescription drugs, like Viagra. Like you take, you know, nitrates for your heart and you take Viagra, you die. Do you want them enforcing it and looking at supplements to see if they contain ingredients you don't even know in there, or you don't? Stand up and be candid, my friends. We don't want people to think they're treating a disease with something that hasn't been proven to do that. Well, then it's a little late for that. And, of course, do you remember the House provision? There was a bill. I was about to become a fan of John McCain. He came up with a bill that would require manufacturers to create plans to safely manufacture the products, a lightweight law. Then all of a sudden, lobbyists got ahead of him, and he withdrew the bill. Without a comment. This was buried under a lot of other more important national and international issues. I understand that. But nevertheless, when you can buy off John McCain, the maverick, right? Speaking of, well, not only does Gary Null have a lot of problems with a toxic product he's marketing as a health food, he's getting sued. And I'm glad that's the one thing that's beginning to happen. A lot of you are not taking it lying down, and you are suing these people, and they rightfully should be sued. Here's a man who got nausea, vomiting, mood swings, headaches, cramping, pain, fatigue, using Gary Null's Ultimate Power Meal, filed suit against Gary, his company, the suppliers of the product. The product was reduced 1,000 times as much vitamin D as it should have. He failed Null to warn consumers that he discovered it. He's also suing his own supplier because he got sick. He says he nearly died. And, he had to go to a medical doctor, which must have killed him. He is one of those people who has the most, expressing the most unmitigated gall and anti-science, anti-medicine. I mean, he calls us names and said, oh my gosh, we profit from sick and dying people, and that's why we want to keep you sick. You know, that's silly juvenile nonsense. This is the guy behind it all. Anyway, it says here he's one of the nation's leading promoters of dubious treatments for serious disease. He's refused to answer questions about his credentials. Yes, his credentials. I got in trouble once questioning his credentials, and they made me do a retraction on the air, which was condemned him even more. It was the silliest of thing. We'll see what the legal proceedings uncover, all right? How many times have you heard someone call this program and say, Doc, I smell, I can't figure it out, why do I smell? Well, they may add into the new DSM-5, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, psychiatrists, psychologists, everybody uses that codifies mental illness here. It's a whole story in and of itself, how every year we just add more and more mental illnesses to the big Bible. But anyway, this disorder may get mentioned. It's olfactory reference disorder, a person's persistent belief that he stinks, despite evidence to the contrary. That's why we always ask, I always tell you to go to someone you trust, ask them to smell you and see what they think. Now, has anyone out there ever sniffed your own armpit? Nobody? No one's ever sniffed their own armpit? Sure. And of course, you might wonder if, you might wonder when you do that, and everybody, you know, people have told me you can't smell your own bad breath. I wonder about that, and it could be because, after all, your nose is picking that up internally. People afflicted with a problem obsess about their perceived odor for hours. They take lots of showers. They're prodigious users of soap and perfume. And some people here have actually drank perfume. This sounds a little over the top and excessive to me and obsessive, so maybe that's what it is. A lot of these people with this believe they're fouling the air so much that 40% of them stay at home for at least a week at a time, and some have committed, have considered suicide. Physical education and sleep, contrary to what you might believe, really, really interesting. If you think that exercise improves your sleep, it might. But here's what they did with the study. They looked at college students, asked them how much they exercise and how fit they thought they are on a scale from 1 to 10, how well they sleep. The correlations between how much some of the students exercised and how fit they believed wasn't precise. More than 16% of the kids who rated themselves as low on the fitness scale exercised the most. They worked out more than many of the other students, but felt they weren't doing enough. Those students who also tended to report sleep problems, even though by objective measures, they were exercising more than some of the students who readily enjoyed the sleep. In the end, they found that no correlation between how much you exercise and how well you sleep. What mattered was whether you believe that you were being active enough. If you believe that you were fit, you slept better. If you didn't, you slept worse. And there's a lot more to this article that if you want, you can get it in the papers. Okay, are you ready? This is pretty simple. Can sunscreens cause cancer? Not that they, you know, if you don't use them, you can get cancer. Can sunscreens cause cancer? There's a little something brouhaha stirring on this one, as well as Consumer Reports rating sunscreens, the best and the worst. So we'll have all of that, considering it's supposed to be sunny season coming up. Not where I live right now. Anyway, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Quitting smoking really sucks. But now Nicorette has an entirely new way to help make it suck less. Introducing the all-new Nicorette Mini Lozenge. The first ever mini lozenge from Nicorette. It dissolves up to 3 times faster than other lozenges and can double your chances of finally being smoke-free. It's fast, it's mini, and helps get you through even the toughest cravings. So while quitting will always suck, the new Nicorette Mini Lozenge can make it suck less. Versus other stop smoking lozenges. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program increases chances of success.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
My butterfly, I remember the first day I saw you. How you fluttered into my life on your colorful wings and brought joy and happiness to my heart. My butterfly and I, floating through life, sipping the nectar of love.
Celebrate love's bloom with something dazzling from Shreve and Company Jewelers. Perhaps a Mikimoto cultured pearl necklace or earrings in a boldly beautiful hue that only nature could create. Mikimoto, elegantly passionate. Or capture her heart forever with Hearts on Fire, the world's most perfectly cut diamond. So scintillating that it sparkles from 10 tables away. Surprise your butterfly with a gift from Shreve and Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Posting grant just off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Welcome back to the program. Again, the phone number here, 1-800-548-TALK. All right, let's talk to Richard in San Jose. How you doing, Richard?
Hi, Dr. O'Dell. I had rotator cuff surgery on my non-dominant arm December the 4th, 2009. I was in a sling for 6 weeks. Now I've developed a frozen shoulder. I'm just stretching the devil out of it, getting physical therapy, but we're not making much progress. I'm looking for how optimistic can I be to get my range of motion back.
Wow. How did it, after the operation, I suppose at certain points you were sent to physical therapy and taught all the different exercises, and you did all that as directed and all so forth?
Doing them.
Right, but you started them at the when the surgeon wanted you to start them.
About 6 weeks out, maybe 7 weeks out.
Right. I don't know the individual protocols on it, but it's real important, and you know, you can see the logic, and sometimes it defies explanation. For instance, here's an easier example. We're going to change subjects a little bit on you, but breast implants. When doctors do breast implants under the muscle, and I assume it's still this way, they ask the woman to move that implant around to keep the pocket big. So to move the implant up and to move it down so you don't get scar tissue. You want that pocket to be there. So every day when you push the implant down, the theory is that it would peel away any beginning fibers that are beginning to form scars, because you don't want them to happen. So the implant, you know, hangs down naturally instead of staying up high. Well, the same goes for a lot of these orthopedic deals. The idea is you don't want the scar tissue to form. And so by doing these exercises, if a little bit of scar tissue formed that day, you're kind of tearing a little bit, and then the body heals around the space that you've created. I got to tell you, it's not optimistic. It may not mean you have to have the full shot over again, but you need to keep doing it, and you need to talk to the surgeon. And I'm not optimistic about it, but that doesn't mean it can't turn around. And these are a shoulder joint is really a tricky joint. Knees are a lot more straightforward, and even hips. But the shoulder joint, the way it articulates, and if you think that range of motion that you can reach behind you and up and down and maintaining that freedom is quite a challenge. And so your surgeon needs to be brought into this and to check with the progress, because they may want to change and get more radical with the PT. But don't let too much time goes by. But you're the judge. If it's starting to freeze up on you, you may be stuck, and they may have to do more for you. So we'll just leave it. I have to leave it at that. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Dr. D. Hey, just a point of curiosity. I just wondered, is there a reason why you can't tickle yourself?
I'm glad you asked that question. I used to have a friend of mine who was a very, very smart researcher. We used to consider this all the time, and he devised the following experiment. You can take a pencil, for instance, and you can tickle somebody. Find someone ticklish, go up them with a pencil. And while you're tickling them, have them put their finger on the pencil also. They stop laughing. It's almost as if the element of surprise and lack of control is what makes it ticklish. So we don't really know. We don't really know what the instinct is for. We think it's a way for young girls seem to be more ticklish than young boys, as a way of protecting themselves against unwanted physical advances, like they giggle and squirm and don't tickle me, to prevent that. And that's reasonable. Otherwise, it's really hard to imagine why that is. And it seems to be universal. You know, even little babies, you know, it's the first thing you do. You can tickle a little baby. Think of all the reflexes they do not have, but that one still persists. So I don't think anyone knows why you can't tickle yourself, but it sure seems to be difficult. Anyone else out there has any theories or ideas or knows about any research? I'd love to know it. These are the kind of things we just don't do real research on. You know, it's considered frivolous. And I want to know why we do these things. I want to know why we hiccup. I want to know why we yawn. I want to know why we can't tickle ourselves, and why when we just touch it, it's funny. And, you know, all those games you play, it's like, oh, tickle me now. And you try to hold really hard, and your mood sometimes has something to do with it, doesn't it? Funny thing. When we come back, we're going to have to talk about sunscreens, a couple of very pertinent pieces of research in the literature. Some of it will scare you, I'm afraid. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
This is the update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. President Obama visited a solar energy company in Fremont this morning, calling the company and its workers a testament to American ingenuity and dynamism. He also addressed the oil spill in the Gulf.
We will not rest until this well is shut, the environment is repaired, and the cleanup is complete.
BP, it says, it may be days before it knows if today's attempt to stop that spill is working. Facebook says it is changing its privacy policies to meet widespread criticism and even boycotts by its users. And a Hayward couple under arrest after a four-hour standoff this morning with children in the house. Nobody was hurt, but the man was reported to be acting in a bizarre manner. Weather for the Bay Area, rainy tonight and tomorrow, highs in the 50s. This is KGO.
As Memorial Day kicks off your summer, making the most of it has never been easier because Safeway has the low prices that make it all affordable and the quality that makes summer great. Our everyday low prices will make your holiday weekend festive no matter what you have planned. And our fantastic club card specials help you save even more. This week with your club card, don't miss our sizzling steak sale. Rancher's Reserve New York Strip Steak Bone-In is only $4.88 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. And don't miss great prices on fresh produce. Selected containers of strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, or red raspberries are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. Selected sizes and varieties of Lucerne Creamery Fresh or Safeway Select Ice Cream are just $2.39 each. And selected 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up products are only $2.39 each. Must buy four or more, plus ERV in California. From club card specials to our everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's Ingredients for Life. Safeway.
Kent Putnam from Putnam Mazda in Burlingame to tell you about our incredible offer on the 2010 Mazda 3. Right now, Putnam's offering 0% financing for 60 months on every Mazda 3 in stock. It doesn't get any lower than 0%, does it? Actually, it does at Putnam because we're also taking $2,000 off the sticker price. Pick your Mazda 3, take a look at the sticker, then take off $2,000 plus 0% financing for 60 months. No games, no gimmicks. It's that easy. And with more than 40 Mazda 3s to choose from, Putnam has the one you're looking for. Pick your Mazda 3, take a look at the sticker, and then take off $2,000 plus take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. Test drive your new Mazda 3 today at Putnam Mazda in Burlingame. Check us out at PutnamMazda.com.
1667 per 1,000 finance with approved credit subject to vehicle insurance and availability. Manufacturer rebate plus dealer discount totals $2,000 off MSRP. Offer expires 5/30/10, number 234884.
The following is paid for by Yes on 14, Californians for an Open Primary with major funding from Governor Schwarzenegger's California Dream Team, a ballot measure committee, and California Business PAC, sponsored by the California Chamber of Commerce CalBuzz PAC.
Things aren't going too well in California these days. Unemployment is over 12%. The state budget has a $20 billion deficit, and it seems nothing is accomplished by the legislature except constant bickering and partisan finger-pointing. Proposition 14 is on the June ballot to reform the way we elect our representatives. If we want to change Sacramento, we need to change the kind of people we send there to represent us. Prop 14 will increase voter participation and open up the process to all voters in order for us to vote for the best person regardless of party. The Fresno Bee put it best, saying the open primary would lessen the influence of the major parties, which are now under the control of the special interests. Guess who's against Proposition 14? The legislature and special interests who like things just the way they are. Send them a message by voting yes on Proposition 14.
Our experience matters. It's measured in numbers, but at Altabate Summit Medical Center, it's defined by quality, care, and understanding. Last year, we repaired over 6,227 hearts, more than any other East Bay hospital. Impressive numbers, but the most important number to us is one, you. Visit AltabateSummit.org and see why when it comes to your health, experience matters. Altabate Summit, part of the Sutter Health family.
Sundance Spas and Jacuzzi Hot Tubs, the Bay Area's largest spa retailers, are having a huge Memorial Day blowout sale with spas this weekend only. Call 800-83-RELAX for the location nearest you.
Hi, everybody. The newest Consumer Reports, they're doing sunscreens and insect repellents, and they named a few brands of sunscreens that they like. And what smells good and all that, but they didn't get into the nitty-gritty stuff. And then they did look at UVA and UVB and in sunscreen and in insect repellents, Yeah, DEET is still there, but also lemon, eucalyptus, and picaridin. Those are the two other ingredients. You don't have to buy DEET if you don't want to. I personally like the lemon eucalyptus. It has a more pleasant odor and doesn't eat up plastic in your clothes and your upholstery and all. And picaridin also seems to be a good product. Both of those, by the way, quote, natural, just like the oil in the Gulf, natural. But there's another report out on sunscreens that is a little more condemning. Trying to tackle this issue as do sunscreens actually cause cancer? Now, previous research has been tricky because if you put on something that blocks UVB, yeah, you won't get burned, but you're getting a heck of a dose of UVA, especially in the past because sunscreens did not block UVA. UVA has the potential to cause cancer. So you're out in the sun, you know, 10 times more than you could ever possibly be exposing yourself to UVA. Where you couldn't get it any other way, because normally if you went out in the sun, you'd have to get the UVB with the UVA. You'd fry and cook and burn, and you'd go inside. Now they're raising this issue about a very popular ingredient that almost half of sunscreens actually contain. It may increase the speed that malignant cells develop and spread skin cancer because they contain this item, vitamin A derivative. Now, vitamin A derivative can be a good thing or a bad thing. You know, retin A is a vitamin A derivative. In this particular case, the form that they use found tumors and lesions developing faster in some lab animals. We don't have human studies. They claim here, the Environmental Working Group, that the FDA had enough evidence 10 years ago to caution consumers against the use of vitamin A in sunscreens. This is at retinol and retinyl palmitate, I should give you, and that's what you'll see on the label. And I wish I could answer the question. I wish I could answer this. And retinyl palmitate was selected by the FDA Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition for phototoxicity and photocarcinogenicity testing based on the increasingly widespread of the compound, they said in an October report. That was 10 years ago. And they have done some of the research. And they said there were animal studies done, but I guess they just can't figure it out. So I wish I could guide you. If I were to guide you, I would tell you just be careful. In the sun, you need some sun. I want you to go out in the sun some because you need it to get your vitamin D. But don't forget hats and clothing and, you know, and umbrellas and stuff like that. So I don't use any sunscreen, to tell you the truth. Unless I'm outside and I'm wearing clothes and I put it on my nose, my forehead, because like, you can take a beating out in the sun that way. But I just go out for a short period of time, for 15, 20 minutes, if that's what it's going to be. And then I get out of the sun and avoid all the gooey, sticky stuff. And, you know, you don't have to do it the way I do it, but you can also think a little bit about your applications and maybe you can help yourself. All right, let's talk to Ted. How you doing, Ted? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean Adell.
Yes, sir.
I had a question. I was reading a magazine. It was a music magazine, and in there, and I know tobacco ads have been outlawed for years. And I saw an ad for tobacco for American Spirits, and it said it's all natural. And it just started me thinking that this is all natural, and I don't know what to, I know there's difference in the chemicals that are put in. And I smoke an all natural thin cigar every once in a while. And I just, is there a difference for me smoking an all natural cigar, which I usually don't inhale, than smoking? And how can American Spirits advertise and like Chesterfield can't?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure of that. I can tell you that nobody has a real answer here. Wouldn't it be nice to assume that smoking, quote, natural tobacco would not harm your health the way tobacco routinely comes in cigarettes? I think it's wishful thinking, and yet you sure have a reasonable position to take that the tobacco companies put at least 500 to 600 separate ingredients into cigarettes. That's what's legal. I don't know whether they say there's 500 different ones in every cigarette out there, and they don't tell you what they are. And a lot of people say, hey, how do we know these aren't causing cancer? We think we know what causes cancer in tobacco smoke, but there's some challenges to that particular research. And the model might be marijuana. You know, marijuana is, quote, a natural product. And when people smoke it, it seems to lower their risk of lung cancer. And they say that's because of the antioxidants in the vapor. in the, quote, natural product, because we would expect marijuana as a cruder product than tobacco you get in a cigarette is much more, you know, purified and honed and processed. And so we would have thought marijuana is like smoking sticks of wood, and that would cause terrible upper respiratory and lung problems, and it doesn't. So, you know, you're in no man's land. I know of no research which has, you know, taken 1,000 smokers, had them smoke natural tobacco, and then see what happens. And I don't think we'll see that, you know, very soon. And yet there are, quote, natural cigarettes on the market. I get asked the question all the time, and I kind of wish I knew the answer. I think the best answer is, you know, you're taking a big chance. And you know the increased risk to your health that tobacco brings to you, and it's a huge number. This is nothing else I can think. You can sit in your sofa the rest of your life with your clicker and watch TV and eat beer and fast food the rest of your life. That wouldn't even begin to touch the increase in health risk you get from smoking. So my best advice, with given the current state of knowledge, would be to not smoke. Some of the thoughts about cancer, by the way, they think the fertilizer that's used can build up polonium in the lungs. That's one theory as to how, because there's some holes in the fact that when you burn certain matter, it creates carcinogenic compounds. We've known that, but there are some holes in the theory that that's exactly what causes the cancer. Robin in Hawaii, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
I'm calling to find out whether there's any truth to the rumor that the plaque found in arteries comes from unsaturated fat.
In other words, the healthy oils we've been telling you about. No, in terms of where it comes from, first of all, the body breaks down. In general, for instance, when people say they want to build muscle, so they eat meat. Well, the body breaks down that protein into amino acids and then builds up your muscles again anew. And so saturated fats in your diet don't directly go to the plaque, although there are some questions that are reasonable about this, but not as straightforwardly as you expressed it. Because, first of all, we're finding that saturated fat may not be the most horrible thing in the world. We've been telling you this for years and years and years. And when we're looking at meat and health, we're finding out maybe it's processed meat and not beef and burgers and other stuff. So this is all topsy-turvy. And we also think that plaque begins with inflammation, that there's inflammation at that site, and that attracts immune cells. And before you know it, you're building up a clump. And then whatever creates the plaque, from calcium to certain fatty acids and cholesterol, it clings to the initial insult, and that they are not primary to the process. And there's good evidence for that. So something as well studied as coronary artery disease, and we still have major, major questions. So I wish I could answer that directly. But if someone's trying to tell you, you know, don't eat a lot of unsaturated oils because you'll cause heart disease, then that's not good advice. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Ah, the sounds of summer. Birds chirping. Waves crashing. Barbecue sizzling. And I know what it takes to throw a great barbecue. It takes going to Smart and Final. They've got everything I need, like quality meats, steak, chicken, ribs, sausage, and tri-tip. And all at low warehouse prices.
Through June 1st, save on Coke 12-packs, 4 for just $10 plus CRV. Must buy 4, limit 4. Smart and Final. No membership fees and no card needed for sale prices.
Brian Copeland here, cleaning out the closet. Did you know the items you donate to Goodwill take on a new life, creating job opportunities for almost 17,000 people through career training and placement each year? Donating also helps divert almost 70 million pounds of goods that would otherwise end up in a landfill. Donate today to your local Goodwill, the ultimate recycler. To find a donation location near you, go to BayAreaGoodwills.org. That's BayAreaGoodwills.org.
16 hours of serious Honda savings this Friday only. John Anderson, this sale is so big it only happens once a year.
It's the Anderson Honda Memorial Day Midnight Madness Sale. Doors open at 8 a.m. and we won't close till midnight.
For 16 hours, you're making unheard of deals on new Hondas, CRVs, Odysseys, Pilots.
Plus, we're out to sell 60 Civics and Accords this weekend. With our Memorial Madness pricing, you'd be crazy not to buy a Civic or Accord from us this Friday.
Every single Honda in stock marked down. 16 nonstop hours. $8, 8 a.m. till midnight this Friday.
Go to AndersonDirect.com right now. Check our wacky pricing on Accords and Civics. Get an instant price quote on any new Honda. AndersonDirect.com or call us at 1-866-ANDERSON.
The Memorial Madness Sale. 16 hours of serious Honda savings this Friday only. Every single Honda in stock marked down at Anderson Honda.
It's the Anderson Honda Memorial Day Midnight Madness Sale, and we won't close till midnight. Remember, if you want to save a lot of money, that's our business.
Okay, I know what I want for my birthday.
Really? What?
Our yard.
But it already is our yard.
Oh no, it's the bug's yard. Ugh, they bite and sting you. They party out there all summer. We can't even enjoy our own property, which is why I got this.
Ortho Bug Be Gone Max. Was I supposed to buy that for your birthday?
Oh no, I bought it, but you'll use it.
I will?
Mm-hmm. You'll spread Bug Be Gone on the lawn, and the bugs will be taken care of for up to 3 full months.
Ants, ticks, and fleas?
Oh, they're goners. And thanks to Bug Be Gone, the chinch bugs won't ruin our lawn or our summer.
So I can barbecue. The kids and dog can play out there?
Yep.
Wow, I'm giving you our lawn for your birthday.
And there's more good news.
What?
Well, since my birthday's not till next Friday, you still have time to actually buy me something.
I knew that.
Control bugs for up to 3 full months with Ortho Bug Be Gone Max. And defend what's yours.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. I want to express what we just said to the last caller in a little different way. You know, if you look at the makeup of fats in steak, or you look up the makeup of the fatty acids in olive oil, you will find that in steak there are lots of unsaturated fatty acids. And even in vegetable oils, olive oil, canola oil, look it up. You'll see there are saturated fatty acids. So it's a matter of degree. And while plaque in your arteries contains a lot of unsaturated fatty acids. Currently, we don't think it comes from the diet, and that the primary insult is what's more important. In other words, what starts that whole process going? All right, let's talk to Nick. How you doing, Nick? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean. You were speaking earlier about people smelling their own underarms for odor, and you mentioned that there are some people even stay home for a week and they have because their odor is so bad, or they've even contemplated suicide. Well, I've had an experience in the past which I think might benefit those people. I'm not sure. They might have something else going on, and maybe this wouldn't help. But it'd be worth even giving for them to give it a try anyway. And that's this. First of all, I'd like to suggest that I believe that probably most of the body odor, though probably not all of it, there are toxins that people sweat out, and no doubt some of those are stinky. But the oxidation of lipids and fats, in particular saturated animal fat, is probably the biggest contributor to body odor, and here's why I believe so. Back in 1983, I became a vegetarian for a year, and I got hardly any saturated fat in my diet other than the small amount that is in vegetation. And I noticed that I used to work out regularly also. I used to run as much as 5 miles a day and do push-ups and sit-ups and other calisthenics, and I would work up a big sweat. And just as an and I noticed that after I'd been a vegetarian for a while, before that, I would, when I was a meat eater, I would smell my armpits sometimes when I had to go into a social situation. I was worried about my odor because I didn't want to be embarrassed about it. And, you know, at that time, when I was a meat eater, I probably had about average body, average armpit odor compared to other people by smelling theirs whenever I was around them. If they hadn't showered for a while, I noticed the degree of their underarm odor. And then when I became a vegetarian, after I'd been one for a while, I noticed that if I hadn't showered for the day or maybe even gone a couple of days, that I had hardly any armpit odor at all. And then after I started working, I mean, after I tried an experiment where I would work out for several days, work up big sweats, and would not shower for 3 or 4 days, and still I had hardly any armpit odor. And that's why, and then when I went back to being a meat eater after that, I resumed going back to about probably average armpit odor.
Interesting observation. You know, I have no reason to doubt what you're saying, with a few little addenda and corrections. And now, I was a vegetarian for 10 years once. That was 40, 50 years ago. Who's counting? And we used to talk about this all the time. And girls who dated men who are vegetarian or not had all kinds of opinions about their body and fluid odors, and we'd go round and round and round. We certainly know that food can affect odor. I mean, asparagus is a good example. But let's talk about exactly what you're referring to. Let's take a look at the armpits. First of all, there are two kinds of body odor. The one you mentioned, where bacteria, fungi, and oxygen oxidize fats and stuff on your skin, causes what's called bromhidrosis, which is bad BO, what we call BO. That has a different smell than your primary odor that your glands secrete, because that stuff is not being, you know, acted upon by bacteria or the air. That is your odor. And that changes, you know, when we are all individual in this. And for instance, some people may notice, you may notice, a radical change in that odor with sex. You'll find a person's underarm odor can change. We think that this has something to do with physical attraction. I will not go through and annotate all the historical references to such, but a lot of very famous cases, and a lot of people don't mind, quote, what some of us call body odor, but the truth is it's your innate smell. Now, things don't come out of your skin intact, but they can. Some substances we know can be very, very powerful and can go through your stomach, into your bloodstream, you know, and actually come out in your breath and even possibly in your skin. But it's pretty unusual. And yet, I've heard the observation very often. I don't accept as scientific proof anybody's observation, but yours is a pretty good experiment. And this would be so simple to do. I don't know why some smell and taste clinic doesn't just get this over with and get a bunch of people, change your diet, and have some panels. And they do it. They have panels. You go in there, and people come up to you with their armpit. You stick your bury your nose in their armpit, right, and take a whiff, and you write it down on a piece of paper. This is actually is done all the time in evaluating these things. And I'd be curious. I would be curious. It is reasonable. It is reasonable. And we don't live in a smell world anymore like we did when we were animals. And if you have pets and animals, you know all the things they can determine about each other. You know, we got a couple of cats, we've had dogs, and you know how one goes out, the other one comes in, the other wants to smell and smells her nose, smells everything, you know, to see where have you been, where have you been up to, you know, what did you eat, what other business did you do? So I'm interested in this, and I can't. Nick, your theory's good. Your observations sound pretty clear. And yet it would be so easy to have some objective evidence about this. And I'd be curious if other people have observed the same thing. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-TALK.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to the first 10 callers who respond to this radio ad right now by calling 888-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. And if you decide to go ahead with the project, you'll be taking advantage of the most aggressive pricing and finance options on interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, lighting, and custom built-in barbecues. Remember, this incredible free design offer is only available to the first 10 callers right now. Call 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-PAVE-002.
John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, with a warning about Steve Poizner and Proposition 13.
The prospect of Steve Poizner being elected governor is truly frightening to those who depend on Proposition 13 to protect their homes. Poizner has a long history of attacking Prop 13. A decade ago, Poizner spent $200,000 of his own money fighting to make it easier to raise taxes. The result has been $23 billion in higher taxes for California taxpayers. As a candidate for the Assembly, Poizner tried to eliminate Prop 13's two-thirds vote requirement to raise taxes on homeowners. In fact, Poizner's position on Prop 13 and higher taxes was so extreme, we issued an official taxpayer warning stating that he was unqualified for office, a first for a Republican in the history of our association. California taxpayers need help. Meg Whitman is the only fiscal conservative in the race and the only one Howard Jarvis would trust to protect Prop 13. Please join us in supporting Meg Whitman.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor, 2010.
I'm Jess Brown, Pacific Gas and Electric Company's Director of Energy Solutions and Service. Starting in May, most of our large commercial and industrial customers with energy demands of 200 kilowatts or more default to a new pricing plan called Peak Day Pricing. This plan is supported by the California Public Utilities Commission and PG&E as part of California's policy to reduce energy use on high demand days. It could have a significant effect on your corporate energy costs, so it's important to know how the program works, how to manage your energy usage, and other pricing options that may be available to large companies. If you manage energy at a large company, it's vital to sit down with your PG&E business specialist to discuss the details and your options. Call 1-800-987-4923 or visit pge.com/PDP because Peak Day Pricing is here and PG&E wants to be your partner in helping you find your best energy solutions.
Back to the program. You know, I'm going to take some email questions. We ignore our emailers who can't get to the phone to call us. And you can ask questions at askdrdean@live.com. Askdrdean@live.com. And I wanted to answer this one anyway, because this is a woman went to an allergy clinic. The doctor wanted to take blood. The nurse came, withdrew the blood. When she's done, she says that she actually poked herself with the same needle she used to withdraw blood from me. I spoke with the doctor. He said this is not their usual practice. Yes, that's right. And that he'll cooperate with whatever course. What should I do? All right, you need to make sure you do the right thing. By the way, I went to the lab to have my blood withdrawn for hep on this doctor's account. Well, if you have hepatitis ahead of time, then that would, you know, alter the complexion of this, but it's too soon for you to test positive. So if that nurse is willing to get a blood test and share it with you, and the person is negative for HIV, hepatitis C, et cetera, then you're fine. If indeed she is not willing to offer up her blood test, you have some issues, and you're going to have to be tested, not just now, because, I mean, listen, even if the nurse comes up with a clean blood test, what did she do a month ago? You know, maybe she caught a disease that's not positive on a blood test. You can catch HIV and it won't manifest itself, you see, for a while. So you need to talk. I would get a separate doctor involved in this just to look over and make sure everything's going to be fine. All right, that's the program. Please join us for the next one.
It's Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. Take an extra 10% off sale mattresses from Sealy, Stearns & Foster, Simmons, Serta, Hotel, and Martha Stewart. Get a Serta Rest Plush Queen 2-Piece Set for $329 or a Sealy Firm Queen 2-Piece Set just $499. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $799. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
With over 100 destinations on 6 continents, Emirates can take you well beyond Dubai. In fact, you can now fly from San Francisco to Bangalore, Hyderabad, Mumbai, and 7 other cities in India. And that's only the beginning. Discover more about all the places we fly at emirates.com/destination quiz and book your flight to any of our over 100 destinations, including this one. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
The Memorial Day event is on at your Northern California Chevy dealers. Come check out the cars, trucks, and crossovers over 1,000 people are switching to every day for safety, reliability, fuel economy, and value you can depend on. Now's the time to save thousands on the biggest inventory of the year with 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on most Chevy models. It's the event and the deal you've been waiting for on Silverado. Drive away in a new 2010 Silverado Crew Cab with up to $6,000 in average finance savings, or get $5,000 cash back plus $1,000 down payment assistance when you finance through GMAC. That's $6,000 off a new Chevy Silverado. Or how about a 2010 Malibu LS for under 20 grand? That's right. Regularly priced at $22,545 MSRP. Now for around $19,500 after $3,000 cash back. The Chevy Memorial Day event. See one of your Northern California Chevy dealers today.
Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment extra. Average finance savings are based on length of limited term contract. GMAC standard rate contracts only. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 6/30/10.
Hi, everybody. It's Gil Gross here at about that.